Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be the Light Now Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio and IPMNation.com.
Sometimes when I wake up and I'm wondering how my life would have been if I didn't sing, I get a little stressed out every now and then. The problems come and problems go when I'm around him. Bless in the morning, bless in the evening, and again I realize the reason why I sing.
We have so much of the best of the best. We're bringing it to you two shows, 7 days a week. So what are you waiting for? The lines are open. Give us a call at 347-539-5349. You have the questions, we have the answers. Bringing you the best that the psychic paranormal world has to offer. Only available here on Be the Light Now Radio Network. Proudly sponsored by TheMysticStore.biz for all your metaphysical and spiritual shopping needs. That's TheMysticStore.biz. Readings are for entertainment purposes only. They are not, and I repeat, not meant to replace any legal advice, as well as replace any medical advice and or treatments. If you are in need of any legal advice or medical diagnosis, please seek the help of a licensed professional in your area. And now if you're ready, it's showtime. Oh, good evening, everybody. Hopefully everyone has had themselves a wonderful day. I know I did. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and I'm being nice. So you know, don't you go ahead and stop putting words in the mouth and out there, because I'm telling all mothers to be wonderful and happy because, well, y'all deserve it. So hopefully everyone did nice, and like I always kid around and say, it's a gag. I got my mother the wonderful Mother's Day present that all mothers should get when they're dead. Is I had to go there and dust off her urn and you know, make her look nice and pretty and put new flowers there and light a candle and all that other good stuff. So, yeah, she gets dusted off twice a year, her birthday and on Mother's Day. And if not, I hear a little voice in my head, which is hers, saying, how dare you leave my urn so dusty and dirty? You know better. Anyways, all kidding aside, hopefully everyone had themselves a wonderful day. We have, now this is one reason, real quick, because I know it's a short show. This is one reason why you all need to donate. So if you even want a chance to even get on the air tonight with our wonderful guests for the first hour, because it's going to be a short time, you need to go to BeTheLightChapel.com right now, click on the financial information, go ahead and make a donation. We may be able to bump you up in the queue. If not, you will be in the queue for the second show at 10 o'clock, because we're going to have an hour break in between. This is why you need to donate, because we can do two shows a night. And we have a phenomenal, wonderful first show. I got to find them all in the queue because we have a lot of people coming in. Going to start off very first with very wonderfully gifted and beautiful Patty Negri. Hello, Patty.
Hello, Michael. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Yes. How are you, my dear?
I am excellent. I'm really good. Thank you so much for bringing on this special show for for me and the twins and all the fellow Seventh Sense psychics for the gallery we're doing. Thank you very much. I've had a great
pleasure.
Day. I've had a very fun day. I've been auditioning Laverne's and Shirley's all day. So what could really be better than seeing actresses being funny? It was great.
Cool. That sounds like you had a blast.
I had a blast. They were very funny and very cute. So how was your day?
Not bad. Nice and quiet. I spent it with Louis' mom and his sister. We went to his sister's house and had a nice little cookout for Mother's Day. So.
Lovely.
So it's nice. Yeah, Louis' mom is 93. She's going to be 94 in July, so.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
So it's nice to spend some time with her and with her sister, of course. So she's only like an hour away from us, so. Took the dog and went there for the day. And then I realized, like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we got to get back early. I got two shows to do tonight, so I need a break.
Good. Well, we're glad you're here, so thank you.
That's okay. So what's going on?
Well, we are doing a gallery, which is we're really excited. All ESP psychics, or ES psychics, as Soonhee and Chinhee call them, ES psychics. Also, we're all Federation members. We are doing a really special gallery next Sunday, the 18th, here in Los Angeles, actually right in the heart of Hollywood. It's called the Seventh Sense Psychic Gallery. Seven of the top psychics, you know, in the U.S., in the world, all on one stage in a beautiful, intimate setting at the M Bar, again, right in the Hollywood, heart of Hollywood, right on Vine Street, halfway between Sunset and Santa Monica. And it's a great opportunity, and it's going to be fun. And I think we're going to give away a ticket tonight if anybody in the L.A. area wants to come.
Cool. Well, you know, you actually have, what, seven of the best psychics? So you don't have me there.
I know. Well, we keep telling you to come out. We keep telling you to come out. You could have
I know.
Made
I need
it
to do a road
eighth.
Trip.
I know. It's time for a road trip.
I'd be the eighth wonder. I'd be the eighth wonder.
The eighth wonder and our token boy.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It would be, got to get you out here. But, yeah, it's seven of us. We work together beautifully. We've just been starting to do recently with great results. So it's really a great opportunity for people. We're, again, on stage, intimate setting. We're limited to 100 people. That's all that will even fit. And then for anybody who wants to, we're doing short private readings for only 25 minutes for anybody who wants to do that after, for as many who fit in. So it's kind of get the whole big group experience. Seven on one stage. We might raise the roof literally.
So if we feel the earth shake, then we know why?
It's why. If there's an earthquake in Southern California, you will know why.
It's because you literally raised the roof off the building.
We raised the roof in Hollywood. Yep. I see the Hollywood sign light up. Capitol Records building starts spinning round. Yeah. And heavenly angels singing. It's the rapture or it's just us.
Yeah, if I was there, though, it'd probably be the rapture.
Probably the rapture. See, we need that token boy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm used to being a token, you know, token guy, token gay guy, you know, however you want to look at it, you know.
It's perfect.
Every group needs a token gay man.
Yes. So.
So one of these days. So it looks like you're going to have a lot of fun, though.
I know. I know the girls are in queue. I'm looking at Soonhee and Chinhee are in queue, so find them up there.
Yep, I got Arlene looking for them now. So hopefully they're in there. So how can everyone find out more information on this?
Okay, they can find out. We have a Facebook page for it. It's called the Seventh Sense Psychic Gallery. We also have an Eventbrite page. I think it's up on the ESPsychics.com site. I'm not sure, and it definitely is on my site, on pattynegri.com. PattyNegri.com. It's on my front page and it's on my blog page with all the information. Or they could just go to info@ESPsychics.com. And it's really easy. Make reservations.
Cool. Yeah, I know. Yep, I see them in the queue, so I've got to go ahead and bring them on in just a second.
Bring them in.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and, because I know Arlene's chit-chatting with them for a second. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to meeting all of you one of these days real soon.
I know. It seems like we're old friends and like we've known each other forever and ever and ever. This is what happened when the Federation last year when we did our first conference. all these people, like working with you, that we've been working with for so long, and to come together, took us a while to realize we had never met in person. Like, Kim, I came out from New York, and Jethro came from Florida. All these people, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is the first time we never met, and just didn't feel like it. So that's what will happen when you come out.
Well, cool. I'm looking forward to it, because we have the very wonderful Sunhee and Jinhee in on the air with us, too, right now.
Yay.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing wonderful now that you joined us.
Ah, thanks so much, Michael, for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I gotta, gotta help the group out in any way that I can.
Happy Brother Day.
Yeah, happy Brother Day. So how have you two been?
We are actually busy and don't know our head from our butt.
Uh-oh. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's good as long as everyone can handle us.
Oh, okay.
It's at the very least entertaining. And if they're standing on their head, I'll flip them over next week at the gallery. It's like,
oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
So a little bit more. What made you decide to go ahead and do the gallery?
Because honestly, there's always like galleries with one psychic, and I just think it gets boring, and the power of seven psychics together, it just seems like people are going to, it's like going to a bar, having one beer is boring, but when you have five or six, you're like, now that's fun. You get totally blown out the water.
Nice analogy.
Well, I don't mean it in a functional addict way. I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, it does get kind of boring. So it gives you a little bit more interesting, and especially, too, gives you better odds that a lot more people will get a little bit of a read.
Exactly. Like, one person could get three or four messages, and it's almost like, they walk out of there, and some people never get even they don't get any message, when there's only one psychic. So this way we're covering a lot of people, and I feel that the more you heal in masses, the more people become more activated, they heal more. It's just all a better win-win situation.
Yeah, plus one thing that we've noticed that we do is, like, we build off each other when we've started doing these together. Like, Sunhee might get something, and then it pops over to her sister, to Jinhee, and then I take it, and then Suzanne takes it, and then Jenny. It's like we're building a pyramid of energy, and the psychic energy, that opening of the veil, everything just gets, that's why we're talking about blowing the roof off. It builds, 1 + 1 = 6. 1 + 6 = 7 = 27. That's the new math.
Oh, my God.
The new math, that's confusing, even for a psychic.
I know. I kept waiting from all my school years, waiting for them to bring in the new math. I don't think I ever got it.
Patty, you didn't like math, did you?
No, I didn't. It was not my funnest subject. Too precise for me. Too precise. So I like.
Yeah, I know you like.
That's the same way with me. I didn't really like the math and all when I was in school.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Hard to really? See, you're good at it, and you have that kind of a brain. See, it's like hard to color within the lines in math. Though when you're really good at it, you really can. I mean, that's parts of math and science and numbers are becoming the new spirituality in a lot of sense. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, totally. Too bad you're not in Cali, Michael. You could come join us, man.
I know, I'd be the token gay man.
I know, and the token man, period.
Yeah. Two for one, you get the token man or the token gay man, whichever part of the community you're wanting to reach out to.
It's all good, right?
It's all good.
Yeah, one of these days I'll make it out there.
Yeah, we will not hold our breath. We'll probably make it to you before.
Yes, yeah, or we can come visit you. That's good. I like that. I've never been to Florida, ever.
Yeah, that'll work. You can go ahead and do that. Come over here. We'll have you all over at the center and all. Big event for it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is it? Which area? Newport Richey?
Yeah, it's right next to Tampa.
Yep, I've been there.
Yeah, nice little area, growing quickly.
I have cousins there.
Okay, whereabouts?
Newport Richey.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll have to come over when you
awesome.
Visit them. You'll have to stop into the center, and we'll have you guys do a gallery readings and stuff. And
of course I will. That's awesome.
Yeah. We'll do the East Coast ES Psychics event.
Okay. No
I
problem.
Love it. We can get a great big bus and, like, paint things on the side.
You're turning it into a psychic hippie trip.
I know.
Patty, have you been going ahead and hitting some of those interesting cocktails and munchies over at the parties?
Yeah, you know, what do you do? It's just in the air. Yeah, no, I'm straight as can be. Just,
oh, okay.
Just life.
So you're trying I see, you know, I know the, we have a lot of new listeners, so let them know a little bit about yourselves. Who wants to go first?
I will, if nobody else is. I'm Patty Negri. I love working with these ladies. It's amazing working with ES Psychics. I am a psychic medium. I'm an LA native, born and raised here. Been doing this since I was a toddler, ever since I could remember. And that's everything about me. You're next.
Go ahead, Chinhee.
I'm Chinhee Park. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous here.
Good. I'm a psychic medium healer, and my niche is relationships and mediumship. I did an awesome mediumship last night, actually.
So
That's it?
That's all you're going to tell us about?
Oh, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to say.
Well, you know, tell everyone a little bit about yourself, because I know there's two of you. You're identical twins, or...
Well, usually Chatty Patty Soon he talks all about us.
Oh, okay.
We are the Park Sisters.
We
started
we've
been doing psychic readings for about, I think, almost 16 years now. We basically were adopted by an Italian family, and they were in denial. So they were religious. We were raised Catholic, and we totally rebelled. We didn't come out until like 26, 27 with our gifts. So we acted out denial as well. We hid our gifts for a while. But Chinhee saw spirit at the age of 5. And ever since then, like, it's just been getting stronger and stronger. So we opened up a website because we want to heal a bunch of people. And the website is ESPsychics.com.
Cool. It's always, you know, I feel sorry for you being, you know, raised Catholic, because I was the same way. I was raised Catholic, so I'm reformed.
I bet you are.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's always interesting when you do finally, you know, get to come out about your gifts and all. I did the same thing when I was younger, and that's why the Catholic school threw me out.
Well, what do you put in, like, applications and things? Like, what religion do you say?
Metaphysical.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's a good. Yeah. I didn't even know. Is that ever listed there, or are you just
no? It's never an option, is it? You have to write it in.
No. Yeah, you have to write it in. So I put metaphysical one. They're like, "Well, what does that mean?" I said, "I worship a higher power that created everything." And they're like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, I'm eclectic when it comes to the beliefs. That, you know, a little bit of Buddhism. You know, of course, the Catholic part of me still stays there, but some New Age mixed in between. So it's a little bit of everything."
I put spiritual because that's basically what, I don't know what New Age really means, but I always check off spiritual. But I'll add in metaphysical now.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. And it's interesting when Louis goes in the hospital and they're like, well, what's your religion? He goes, metaphysical. They're like, oh. And then all of a sudden they come in to minister to him. And he's like, there's my minister right there. He's also my husband. And their face drops. They're like, oh, okay.
Were you in a religious hospital? Were you in a Catholic hospital? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So they come
That's
over
crazy.
And all. And, yeah. But, yeah, so they were like, oh, okay, no problem. So it's always fun, though.
I'm not a Catholic. I've never been a Catholic. And I'm digging on the new Pope, though, as far as Catholics go. He's a good one.
He's not bad.
Yeah.
I wait for finally when we do get a Pope to come out and say, hey, I'm also gay.
Yeah, I think we're close.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Well, God, there's so many...
Go ahead.
I said, geez, there's so many gay priests.
I know. We're everywhere.
Yep.
So how can everyone find out more about the two of you and your wonderful gifts and get wonderful readings from you?
You can find us all, actually, at ESPsychics.com. You can email us at info@ESPsychics.com. And there's a Facebook event called The Seventh Sense, and that's our gallery that we're doing. It's on May 18th, and it's from 5:30 to 8:30. So did you want to give a free ticket away, Patty?
Yeah, I think we should give a free – anybody in the, you know, Los Angeles area who's willing to come, I think we should give away a ticket over there. Either they go into the – we pull it from a hat from the chat room like I did the other day, or from a caller and we take it, don't you think?
Yeah, totally. Post your names there and say you want to enter, and we'll give away a ticket. Is that cool, Michael?
Yeah, you can do it that way. That's where if we have anyone in the queue who's from L.A. area, you know, we'll be able to go ahead and give one of those out for you. So how was it? How did your family accept it when you came out?
As a psychic?
Well, yes. I don't think you've come out any other way, have you?
They didn't.
No.
Yeah, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
They thought we were crazy.
It's all good, though. We have our own soul family now. You know what I mean?
Good. So, yeah, it's always hard. Some people, you know, even though they're closed-minded and ultra-religious, you know, when they find out a family member is, then sometimes they open up more, and it's like, okay, that's not too bad.
Well, it's like you kind of know who you can talk about it to, and something spirit makes you shut your mouth when you can't talk about it to specific people, so we definitely don't talk about it. To our family.
Cool. Yeah, my family, well, most of them are all dead anyway, so they all know now. It's like, oh, wow, you know, he wasn't so crazy after all growing up.
Yeah, exactly. If you live in denial about your gifts, you kind of get sick faster. I mean, you get stressed out faster. It's like you have to accept a part of who you are. If you don't, then you're not living fully to your potential, you know?
Oh, I agree. That's why, you know, when I started seeing spirits when I was younger, I didn't hide the fact. I said, no, this is a gift from God. I said, I have nothing to be ashamed of.
Exactly.
Yeah, when the nuns were telling me, it's like, well, you're going to go ahead and burn in hell. I said, well, I'll save a spot for you. So I think that may have added to their not wanting me to be there, you know?
I can't believe they would say that, though.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well,
anything
back in the day,
fear-based.
You know, yeah.
Why does a belief system have to be fear-based? I don't understand. God, any forms of God is never fear-based. It's, you know, enlightenment. I don't get it. That's just what man did to religion.
I let people know that all the time. I said, you know, I said, God did not create religion. I said, man did. I said, he went ahead and did that so they can go ahead and control people. And then it's funny, I have my own church.
Yeah.
You know, so they really got to kick out of there. Like, wait a minute here. You know, God, men created religion, you have your own church. So, well, yeah, someone's got to set it all straight.
Yep.
So do you ladies want to go ahead and give out a few calls and answer some questions to some people?
Yeah, sure.
All righty. We're going to start. He made a wonderful donation and all to help us to keep us on the air. So we're going to bring on a wonderful friend of mine, Reverend Ron Bates. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, my man. Thank you so much for the donation. I appreciate it.
Well, no problem. My pleasure. And hello, ladies.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Awesome.
I'm so excited. This is so cool.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Well, I'm having some issues with my sister. I'm in Florida. She's in Sacramento, California. And she's unfortunately addicted to drugs and homeless.
Oh, sorry about that.
I know, it's very sad. And, you know, my parents moved from California to Florida to kind of get away from her. And I'm having to deal with them right now, you know, going through, you know, such heartache with her. do you either one of you see any positive coming out of the next few months with her, or is it just going to be a wonderful ride down the river denial?
What's her name?
Karen.
Karen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like if you do anything you say to her, it seems like she won't listen right now.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it
Correct.
Feels that way. So, and it's not just because of drugs. It's because of a deeper issue. And
right.
It, in some way, she almost blames your parents, and now she has you to blame, too, as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we're all in the mix.
Anger comes from someone she lost or something that has stripped her soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's misdirecting it. So what I feel is that, and I know it's hard,
mm-hmm.
the less you speak to her, the
mm-hmm.
more she'll be able to, I guess, marinate in her misery, okay?
Right, sure.
And she's already homeless, so what worse could she... I mean, if you guys act like you're scared for her, it's almost like she'll take on that fear as well. It's almost like she'll empathize, right? But if
mm-hmm.
you act confident about her, she'll pick up on that, and then she'll become confident. So you have to teach her from a distance. And I feel, yes, in 2 months after the roller coaster, she could actually ask for some therapy or something, or do something where she's not that far gone, but she's still here. She's still
right.
conscious. And I feel she's just in pain and angry right now, so she needs to vent about this one particular issue that happened to her, you know?
Okay, sure.
Do you know about someone she lost, like a baby or a child or something?
Well, she aborted several. I know that back in her life.
That's what she's in pain about. She's almost like being haunted by all the spirits, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, sure.
And she's like kind of like... just feeling sorry for herself right now. And I felt one child in particular really threw her over the edge a little bit. It might have been the person who was the father. And that whole issue, like, she just needs some therapy, and that's where I feel she's just doing it to the extreme right now. And then
sure.
I felt like she was going to go to a women's shelter, get some therapy, and basically because she has no one left and you guys aren't enabling her or being there for her emotionally.
That's, yeah, we've had to cut off all ties. And
she's going to contact you. It could be 3 to 6 months that she contacts you, but in the meantime,
sure.
like, you'll still feel her thinking about you guys and how she starts
right.
to feel bad in the whole process. But I definitely feel good about her, like she's not going to be homeless for 2 more years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. That's great. One more quick question. Is love coming into my life here soon? Am I going to meet the man of my dreams, or am I just going to continue to kiss frogs?
I get that, yes, the man of your dreams is definitely coming in. But do you still have a little bit of a hurt that you have to let go of some sort? You holding
yes,
on
yes,
to
I'm
some?
Still
yeah,
working on
do.
My ex. I'm still working on...
Okay, so as soon as you really choose and allow that to just fade away, to float out, love is there for you, big, fabulous, juicy love.
Oh, I love Big Fabulous and Juicy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my
fabulous
God.
Oh, God.
We're talking.
But let go of that hurt. Let go of that hurt. It's not serving you. And it is causing a little block in that love coming.
Sure, because that last bit of hope that it might possibly work out, and I know it's not going to.
Not
so gonna. I'm just still trying to cut it away, you know. And
yeah.
get it
big
out.
Big juicy love.
I'll keep big juicy love in my thought process as I'm getting rid of the other one, okay?
Okay.
What's funny is I felt someone coming in from your past and that you were going to decline or something was going to happen. So
okay.
watch out for that drama.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of drama. I'm done with that. So thank you so much, ladies. It's been such a pleasure listening to you and your advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck, and I send your sister love. Have a
yeah,
good,
yeah.
juicy day.
Have a,
All right.
have a great day.
All right. Thank you,
okay,
Michael.
You're welcome, Ron. I'll talk to you in a bit. I will.
Just mute me, okay? Just mute me.
Okay. Not a problem.
Thanks.
Dear. Talk to you in a bit. Bye. Oh, he's
That's
a sweetheart. I love him.
Yeah. What a doll.
That's our new phrase. Have a juicy day.
Have a juicy day.
I
like
that one.
Juicy. juicy. Yeah. Everything is good, juicy. What's, there's nothing not good about juicy.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. There goes Patty again.
Sorry. I'll hold my breath.
So who else is going to be over there at the event that you're doing?
Jennifer Wallen. She's a medium, and she was on the Battle of the Ukraine, the Battle of the Psychics in the Ukraine. She actually became a finalist. She's an amazing animal communicator. Van Doren and her sister, LaVan Spiguerto, they're both going to be there, and Suzanne Grace, and they're all mediums, psychic healers, and mediums. So everybody is everything, but we all have our own niches, you know?
Yeah. And work really good together. I think Suzanne's going to call in now, too. She's
Jenny
chatting.
And Van Doren is going to call in, too.
See, it's going to be a party, Michael. You're going to be surrounded by girls.
I know. It'd be a fabulous time. It doesn't bother me. Girls don't scare me. It's the big, burly butch men that do. So you want to grab one more caller?
Yes.
All right, let's bring on, I got to thank her for the wonderful donation she just made to help keep us on air as well. Let's bring on Samantha from Georgia. Hi, Samantha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing wonderful, dear. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I would just love to hear, excuse me, what these ladies get for my spiritual life and the projects that I'm working on and the potential projects that have been placed in front of me and that are coming my way. I'd love to see what they feel about these things. And figured it was a good night to call in.
Hi, Samantha.
Hey,
hey,
how you doing?
Somebody want to go first? Or?
Yeah. This is Chinhee, and you wanted to know about projects or personal life?
Projects. They're more business projects.
Okay.
So, projects that are coming my way and things I'm working on.
You have about 3 or 4 of them going on?
They're small. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
I felt like you had a few of them, and I felt nothing but good. Is it contract work?
Yeah, I have signed a contract.
Okay.
To do some work, because I do the same type of work as you folks do. And I actually have signed a contract, but I don't know if it's going to turn into anything television-wise or work-wise, but I also have my regular business that I don't want to leave behind, and that's with working with people individually as well. And I just kind of wanted to kind of get your vibe on, is this a good thing? Should you stay with what you already do, or is this TV thing going to go in a different direction? I don't know. So I figured I'd get another expert opinion, or three, since I've got all three of you on, see what you feel.
Yeah, I thought
actually make it
four
because we also have Suzanne Grace on the air with us too.
Woo! Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Oh my God, I hit the jackpot tonight.
You did.
Yeah, you sure did. Perfect timing.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically,
do you want me to take it?
Yeah, any positive energies? Any roadblocks? Is there something I should be doing that I'm not, or things I should leave alone that I'm, putting my fingers into, or what you get?
What I'm picking up is that there's some fear in you holding you back, which will actually block what you have coming, contract or no contract. So if you can release that fear of lack and just go with the flow, everything will come forward the way it should. This is a great contract. Great opportunities are coming from this. Just trust.
Awesome.
Just have that faith, and it'll come through absolutely.
Okay. That would be great. Yeah, there is a little bit of fear. It's more about I guess you say working with other people and what they might do, but that's true. There is some fear there, so I better work on that. Okay. Anything else?
Just release that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't need to own any fear. I got enough baggage.
Are you writing a book at all?
I'm working on an online program.
Okay. I felt like that was going to be coming through.
Okay.
It's
kind of book-like, so yeah, that would make sense to me. Okay, so it means I better get working.
Yeah.
And no more sitting around saying, I'm going to do it. Just better get done.
I felt like you should focus on that, actually.
Okay. And I did, too, in a way. There's something that's been pulling me to that. There was some fear there, too, to be honest. You're right about
can I do this? Is it doable online? And that's slowly being released, but I think I need to work a little bit extra harder on getting rid of any residual fears. So,
when you get rid of fears, there's also someone attached to you or dependent with you emotionally that seems to inflict their own fears as well. So you may be empathizing more than one person.
Ah, makes huge sense to me. Thank you. Yes.
So
okay,
you want to get rid of all this stuff, but in actuality or reality, it may be that you have to disconnect from someone.
Okay, and I felt that coming a little bit too. So, okay, thank you very much. That makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I'm not fearful of going forward or working on projects or things, but, you know, those fears do kind of get stuck underneath our skin sometimes and take somebody else telling me to make sure I let it go. So I really, really appreciate that.
People who are in denial will put you back into your own past sometimes, and you get triggered for whatever reason. It's supposed to happen for you to heal faster, and that's all good and dandy. But if it's making you stay stagnant or feel stagnated, then you have to move forward, and they're not on your page, so you have to move forward without them. If you want the TV show, it's almost like you can have it. So producers, writers, directors, people in the production industry and entertainment, they feel your energy. So what you have to do is not focus on them. You have to focus on what's around you in your life right now.
Okay. And that is where I was going, because I have no problem with doing something like that, but the bottom line is validating the work we do, helping people understand it, making sure they know it's true and it's real and it's accurate. It's not as much about TV or a paycheck, and I think that's part of where the fears come in. Am I going to be able to bring integrity and validity to what we do if it goes on to television?
I think what you're on is that the production company is going to want you to do some type of scripts, okay?
Okay.
Not against your ethics or against, it's not creating someone that you're not, it's just it may be some scripted stuff
okay.
that you're not really going to have, you're not able to be just Samantha. Do you understand where?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You're going to have to do some improv, or you may have to do some, reaction type stuff, but it's okay. It's all real. It's all still real. It's that you're also jaded too from past people that have approached you that didn't follow through or do things that made your authentic self come out.
Yeah, and I know that happens a lot in that type of industry, but I just felt like this was a unique opportunity. But in the background, I also feel like you need to be working on your online program to help, to teach, to help the everyday person understand. You can't let that go because you've got some other project for television off on the other side. You kind of have to, I really feel like I do have to hold a space for that work as well, and not let that fall by the wayside, because that is the most important thing, is to make sure people get what they need and that I learn at the same time. So thank you guys so much. So I will work on these fear issues and making sure I'm not connecting to other people and pulling in their fears as well, and just pull up my big girl panties and be fearless.
Good. So good luck to you.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
So, all right. Well, you guys have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank
Happy
you,
Mother's
Martha.
Day.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Michael.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. Let me see now. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, we got Van Doren is on the air with us, too. We got 5 psychics on air with us.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Hi, ladies.
Doing wonderful, dear. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the invitation. It's nice to be here with all of you guys. Wow. Are we blowing anything up? Are we blowing anything up yet?
Yeah. Not yet. Although Patty keeps on jumping out of the chat room, so I don't know. We may be close.
I know. I keep falling out of the chat room and coming back and falling out of the chat room and coming back. I don't know. It's that energy. There's 6 psychics here counting you, Michael, so.
Yeah, it's a part of the
Arlene, too, for that matter.
Michael, it's Van Doren, but I was listening in to your last caller, and I kind of came in right as she was coming in or kind of leaving out from her call, but I wanted to add into that and I usually get numbers and dates. So I feel that by June, after June 20th for her, she's going to get some news, and also that she will be doing some minor traveling. So that's what I had to share as far as my part to tapping into her energy. So that's all I had to say for the last caller.
Sweet. Yeah, she's still listening in too, as well, too, so she got
awesome.
That information.
Awesome.
So tell everyone a little, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. What are your gifts, and how long have you known about them?
Oh, okay. Well, I've been doing psychic work for probably about 17 years, and they came out more for me when I went through a down time in my life, which was a divorce, and it turned into some mediumship. My tools are using tarot cards and angel cards. But my niche is I tend to get I look into the future and past lives. So sometimes with my work and my readings, I go into the past life. I go into why they were who they were before and what they are, where they're at now in the present. And sometimes people get stuck in the present. So I kind of match things up and parallel their life, their journey, to help them move them to the future. So I give them that little push. So it's all about support for me.
Cool. Any particular deck that you like using?
I use four decks. I use four decks at the same time. So one is the Doreen Virtue Angel cards. Those are my favorite. So those really, really give a lot of messages. So that's one of my main decks that I do use.
Yeah, I like using her cards. Those are nice.
Yes.
So it's almost like you created your own deck, just combining four different ones, which is cool.
Yes. Yes, I kind of, everything for me came in a dream, so I don't follow instructions with the book. I never read the book on how to read cards or anything. It just all came to a dream to me. My layout came in a dream, and I've been using the same layout for about as long as I've been reading, which is 17 years. So it works awesome.
Cool, and you'll be over at the Seventh Sense Psychic Gallery as well?
Yes, and I really encourage people to call in now and see if you can win a free ticket, you know, to go into the gallery and at the LA Gallery that's on May 18th. So call in.
Or
yeah,
Stephanie Wilson Ward is
the one.
Too, if they can't get in.
Wow.
She made up a name for us.
Yes.
And Michael can be like Cinderella, but Michaela, with like the seven dwarfs, but the 7 cents.
Hey, that works. Yeah. So when
obviously,
is the gallery?
Wait a minute. It's not Cinderella and the seven dwarfs.
No, wait.
The white and the seven psychics.
Yeah, that'll work, you know.
Wait a minute.
We're mixing up our stories here. So to get back to yours, Michael, it's next Sunday. It's actually exactly 7 days from now, 5:30 to 8:30, right in the heart of Hollywood.
Admission is $45, and you have to call in. You got to call 347-826-1425 to pay over by the phone with credit card, or you can PayPal to info@espsychics.com. And we're giving private readings afterwards, so it's not just a gallery. And there's food and drinks. There's awesome guest lineups. I got celebrity Mia Peoples coming with a bunch of people. We have producers, actors, musicians. It's going to be awesome.
Comedians.
We're going to blow the roof off for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. So the 7 days before the seventh. Sorry about
seven
that.
Cents.
7 cents.
Yeah.
7 days to 7 cents for seven psychics. It's
wow.
Lucky seven.
Yeah, 777. Not bad.
Not bad.
So it means I've got to hurry up and buy my ticket so I can fly out there real soon then.
Yes.
Oh, you coming?
No, he's
I'd
not
love
coming.
To. No,
he's
I
joking.
Can't. See. Yeah, I am.
Soon.
Yeah, I know. I've got to get myself, an agent so they can go ahead and book me some big events and get me to go to. So I've got to get with Patty. Maybe she can hook me up with an agent.
Okay, right. I have to tell you, I've done better without an agent my whole life. Not that I haven't had any. I always had one, but. But come on out. Everybody could be a star. There's room for everybody.
Jenny Wallins is calling in, too.
Yep, I was just going to say, let's go ahead and say hi to Jenny. Hi, Jenny. You're on air.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, everybody. Hi, thanks for having me on. Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, great. Great. I'm so excited. This event's going to be so much fun.
And Jenny's
cool.
coming in from Vegas for it.
Nice.
That's
freaking more luck.
Yep. Somebody's got to represent Las Vegas, see?
So we have almost everybody who's going to be there is on air with us almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Levan's is missed, but she's at work right now. So we love you, Levan.
Yeah.
She's in spirit. You're replacing her tonight, Michael. You're our seventh.
Oh, okay. Hey, that works, Not a problem.
Perfect.
Yeah. I know, with all this psychic energy in out there, it's like I'm surprised we haven't lost any callers or anything.
Well, Jenny couldn't get on. She kept getting disconnected. So there's some activity going on, trust me.
Yep, for sure.
Cool. Well, do you want to go ahead and grab another call?
Sure.
All right, let's see if there was anybody from California. Not seeing anybody there yet. Okay. So we'll bring on Tina from Chicago. Hi, Tina.
Hi. Thank you, ladies, and thank you, Michael, for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help you?
I wanted to know what you ladies see for me in terms of love. Apparently, I'm dating somebody by the name David, but I wanted to know what you see coming up for me in terms of love in general.
Go ahead, guys. Jenny, Suzanne, Van Doren.
What's the person you're inquiring about? What's their first name and a horoscope, please?
He is called David, and he's a Leo.
And what sign are you?
I'm a Libra. I'm a Libra on the top. My moon is in Leo.
Okay. This is Van Doren, by the way. I feel that with this relationship, I feel that... you both have things to do right now. You're both looking into completing a few goals and things about family. So you're taking care of things. There's a gap in between getting the relationship closer or a commitment. But just give it as far as time frame, like 3 months. Starts to become a little more stabilized. The attraction is definitely there, and I feel the magnet coming towards each other, but you just have to be a little patient with him. He doesn't, being the sign of Leo, he doesn't like feeling controlled or having anybody be wanting to know, like, what he's doing or just, like, be all over him. He'll kind of walk away from that. So just be patient with him, and David will come around.
Okay. Do you guys see anything else?
You want us to say that someone else is coming in, right?
Anything you see, I'm just curious.
I don't see anyone else. This is Soon-hee.
Okay.
I feel that you're special and you pick up on his stuff. So what's happening is it's making you heal from your own stuff. So his attitude may not be so confident about the relationship right now, so you become that. Do you understand? When it has nothing to do with you, it's about himself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're empathizing his thoughts. Or you could be like us, ESP. You're picking up and reading his mind. You're picking up on his thoughts. And then you think that same exact way. And then you start maybe feeling discouraged or whatever, and you want to look around for new people. But I really feel that, yeah, like what Ben says, be patient. Know that you're picking up on him healing, and he's a turtle, and you're the hare. He's the tortoise, you're the hare, but he's going to catch up to you. So watch out for that. You know, it's going to be good.
Oh, I just feel like his ex is probably trying to interfere because they have a little girl, and I'm just picking up on that energy, and I'm getting very anxious about this thing. So.
Where you have to shield and say to yourself, let him come to me when he's ready, and the less energy you give right now, it's going to help you, so you can shield that stuff. He's got some drama, right?
Yeah, he does.
So there's a negative person that, or negative emotions that you're feeling, and he's not in a good mood all the time, I'm sure, from this person that probably is draining him, so you're feeling that drainage and that negativity, and you're applying it to your and his future. So you can't do that. You're rushing the future, and it's not there. It's in the present of his emotions, not yours. Do you understand? You don't have drama.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because I don't know why I'm feeling so emotional.
Take it off of you and own it. You can acknowledge it and say, this is not my stuff, but why am I feeling this way? Oh, it's David. I got to stop being David. Next time you call, we're going to say hi, David, okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
So you either have to remove yourself from the environment, or you may have to step away and go to walk in the park or do something that's going to help you get yourself back. This is triggering something in you, which is only going to make you stronger. So anything negative, say to yourself, this is his stuff right now. It's the other person that's insecure, so why am I becoming it? Nope, this is not mine, okay?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey.
Let us know how everything goes, Tina.
Okay,
go ahead.
Will.
Hold on.
Oh, this is Jennifer. I just wanted to say I was just picking up also that I saw like mid-July was going to be a really significant time for her and him together. Either they go away, there's a trip or a vacation, and it just seems like it's a real reconnection at that time as well. Something good to look forward to.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Thank you.
Wow, that sounded like a pot hit the pan or something.
Thanks
Remember
for calling
people?
In, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you, lady. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Thank you, honey.
Hey, remember, any LA people, if you're not getting in by the phone to enter the contest, just put your name on chat, and you'll go into the drawing.
Drawing, yep.
You have
wow,
an
she
R
sounded
in your draw.
Oh.
Draw.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a few minutes in it there. So what are any of you picking up for me? Might as well go that way. Hey, when's the only time I get to ask seven beautiful ladies out there for a reading?
Wow.
Hey, this is Jennifer. I'm in Hawaii, so that looks like that's coming up for you. You planning to go to Hawaii? Michael?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, well, you can call me from Hawaii and let me know how much fun it is.
Okay, I'll definitely have to do that.
Right.
Hey, if you're going to Hawaii, don't forget your co-host.
Exactly.
Yeah,
bring our lady.
With me. We travel. I'm her gay husband.
Yes. All right, that's all I have to say.
Oh, okay.
Michael, who's eating a lot over there?
Eating a lot? Probably
yeah.
Me.
Oh, yeah. The only thing I pick up with you is your health is really good, but I felt like there's either one specific food that you need to wean off the sauce.
Okay.
That could help you with blood flow and stuff like that. I don't know if it's dairy products or something. I felt like it was more like you were just eating a lot more of it.
Yeah, I'm eating a lot more junk food.
Oh, okay. That doesn't help you shield, mister. But it's good to have a balance of healthy and junk food. Don't get me wrong. But I felt like you were doing a little bit too much.
Yeah, I know. And I've got a garden out front, too, and for juicing and all, and I haven't been doing that in a while.
Well, get back to that. It's going to help you.
Yeah, because I'm getting too. She's right on with that. Because you're going to need more strength. Because I know you're busy and you have a lot of stuff going on, but it's going to get bigger and bigger. something's coming in to cause you, like, to double the work, double the focus that you're going to have to stuff. And it's all good. It's all really, really good stuff. But you're going to need that real clarity.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because we've been going through some changes over at the center.
Mike, this is Van Doren. I just want to add to your center. I see a television for some reason, and it's like some. I guess it's supposed to go like a big screen into your center. It's supposed to help out with something else that you're providing there. Can you validate that?
Well, I am trying to get a live video feed going.
Okay.
That's on TV then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is, yeah, that's going to, it's going to be a big plus. It's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what I've been working with is trying to go ahead and get the feed going and getting that working. And so it's been twisting my brain a lot, but I'm getting it there.
Yeah, that's why you need that clear brain. Because I feel a lot of thought process and a lot of good stuff. And
did you turn down a local channel network opportunity?
No, I haven't gotten one yet.
Okay, because I felt like a local network was going to ask for you to do like some type of show or some type of like mass or something on a weekly basis.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen a TV.
Oh, that'll be cool. Yeah, I'll be up for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would definitely take. It seems like it would help the promotion of the place. So,
Michael, this is Suzanne. Are you planning a move? What's the move? There's a move around you.
That's Arlene.
Is it
Arlene?
Arlene's
moving.
Okay. Arlene, you're moving. For sure. Did I miss that earlier?
No.
No, okay. I think she's planning on moving or looking to move.
I'm moving? Yeah, I mean, I am. Yeah, planning on it. All right.
Moving to Mars.
I better not be moving tomorrow.
No, I said
to Mars.
Oh, moving to Mars?
Yeah,
you moved to Mars.
Yeah, maybe I'll have better luck.
Oh, you know you're moving closer to family.
Yes, hopefully.
Maybe, is Arlene going to Hawaii? No, you're not. You need a vacation, though.
I know, I do. I do. That's why I hopped right on as soon as somebody said Michael was going to Hawaii. Right there.
Oh, yeah, I can't
in
go anywhere. She's going to tag along with me.
Well, maybe that big bus we're going to get, we could make it amphibian. So we could just float it on over. We'll all pile in the big bus with lots of colors
on
it.
Hey, drive, pull the bus out front. I'll hop right in.
Not a problem.
I kind of thought it was like a Winnebago, though, because I need some luxury.
All right.
ES Psychics Winnebago, I love it.
Hey, that works. You know, that'd be a good tax write-off for you, you know.
Yeah, Michael, we need to have the kitchen in there and have some food in fridge, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That'll work.
Every time we do readings, we need to eat something.
Healthy stuff, too.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to need bigger than a Winnebago, though. We're all very big personalities. We need one of those big rock star buses, you know, tour buses.
Well, thank you so much for that one. It makes sense to me. I'll just wait then for local TV to contact me.
Yeah, you don't really have to do anything. They're going to find you anyway. Someone's going to tell them, and that's probably why you're starting the live feed, because you're picking up on someone looking at you anyway.
You're expanding, Michael.
Yeah, there's a buzz, an energy coming out from you, out from your center, out from you, out from the people. That's
cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's taken me a while to get the video feed going, about a month of working with it, and I almost have it perfect, but we're almost out of time, so real quickly, how can we find all of you?
ESPSYCHICS.com, and I'm there, and you guys give out your stuff.
Yeah, we're all at ES Psychics. You can find us all there. You can find me separate at PattyNegri.com and Facebook. Next.
And Jenny.
Yeah, you can find me at JenniferWallens.com and at ESP Psychics also.
This is Van Doren, ESPPsychics.com, and at my personal website, artisticintuition.com.
Suzanne. Suzanne Grace. You can find me at SuzanneGraceMedium.com and ESPsychics.com.
Cool.
Love you.
Love you all, too.
Hey, you forgot Chinny. You can find me at Juicy.com.
Ha! Yes. She's gone viral.
That's
cool.
My daughter's nickname.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining me tonight. It's so much fun, and I look forward to talking to you all again real soon.
Thanks,
Michael.
Michael.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Michael.
You
bye.
Too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. And don't forget, everybody, visit our website, BeTheLikeChapel.com, and give us an hour, and we will be back on the air for our second show. So we look forward to seeing everybody then, and we'll talk to you in just a few moments.